Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tabreed Q1 2018 earnings conference call. I will now hand over to your host, Steve Reddington, CFO, and Richard Rose, VP Finance. Sirs, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Rach Hennett from Tabreed. On behalf of the Tabreed management team, I welcome you all and thank you for joining us for the Q1 2018 results conference call. Before we begin our presentation, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide two of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. I would now request you to turn to slide three for today's agenda. On today's call, Steve, our CFO, will first provide a quick overview of the Q1 2018 performance and key events. Richard Rose, VP of Finance, will then discuss the financial performance in more detail. We will then conclude the presentation and will open the lines for your questions. With that, I'll now hand over to Steve to begin today's presentation. Thank you, and over to you, Steve.
Thank you, Rachel, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us today for our 1Q results call. Turning to slide five, first of all, the usual slide, I'll begin by highlighting our first quarter performance and provide a snapshot of recent events. Overall, 1Q revenues grew 2% on the same period last year, with chilled water revenues increasing around 1%. Despite slower revenue growth, the first quarter saw strong growth in EBITDA and net profits, reflecting little or no growth in costs. And as a result, we recorded strong EBITDA margins of 54%. Connected capacity additions in the first quarter amounted to 1,500 refrigerated tons, all attributable to associates and joint ventures. Despite limited growth in revenues and capacity in the first quarter, we remain positive about the rest of 2018 and remain confident that we will deliver the 65,000 RTs of new capacity additions that we announced in January this year. We will deliver that over 2018 and 2019, as we said. The other news this quarter is that you're aware we acquired the remaining 50% stake in S&T Cool, a joint venture with Aldar. We acquired Aldar's share in March this year. The plant currently has nearly 33,000 refrigerated tons of connected capacity and will deliver 50 million dirhams of additional revenue and 30 million dirhams of additional EBITDA in a full year. Moving on to slide six. As you know, Tabreed is the only publicly traded district cooling company in the world. The UAE is our base of operations, where we have a presence in six emirates, providing 773,000 tons cooling to our customers through 63 plants. In addition to the UAE, we work with key strategic partners in four other GCC countries. We have a total of nine plants outside the UAE, providing over 320,000 tons of cooling to our customers. Around 65% of our capacity is consolidated, while the rest is equity accounted as associates and joint ventures. You will see a change of Tabreed's ownership of Bahrain District Cooling Company on this slide, where our ownership has increased from 90% to over 99% by buying out a minority shareholder. The acquisition cost 5 million dirhams and was done to provide complete control over the activities of Tabreed Bahrain. Moving on to slide seven, the connected capacity slide. This shows the capacity growth trends across the region. At the beginning of 2018, we announced that we expected to add at least 65,000 tons of new connected capacity during 2018 and 2019. During Q1 2018, we added 1,500 tons of capacity at one of our joint ventures. We expect the majority of new capacity additions in 2018 to occur in the second half of the year, so the second quarter of 2018 may also show limited capacity additions. However, as I said, we remain confident of delivering the full 65,000 tonnes over the two-year period. 1Q saw a shift of about 33,000 tonnes of capacity from the UAE equity accounted line to UAE consolidated capacity. This reflects the acquisition of the 50% of S&T that we did not already own. Tabreed continues to demonstrate its ability to deliver a steady increase in connected capacity in the region, driven by the growth in our key markets across the GCC, and by successfully leveraging our regional network to take advantage of commercial opportunities as and when they present themselves. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 8, the first quarter headline performance. This slide recaps that performance over the recent years. To summarise, Tabreed is a stable utility infrastructure business with long-term contracts with high-profile customers. This provides us clear visibility of future earnings and cash flows. We currently have 95% of our capacity contracted for at least the next 10 years. Tabreed has a track record of delivering profitable growth. Our EBITDA and net income have both grown at 8% annually since 2015. We continue to generate strong cash flows and have a robust balance sheet for future growth. I will now hand over to Richard to talk about our financial results in more detail.
Thank you, Steve, and good afternoon, everybody. Turning to slide 10, I'll start by highlighting a few key points on our income statement for Q1 2018. As Steve said earlier, we recorded a 2% growth in revenues, with chilled water revenue growth at 1%. The main factors driving chilled water revenue growth were new capacity additions, which added around 0.5% to revenues, the CPI indexation, which added a further 1.5% as tariffs for several customers were escalated. CPI escalation will be applied to all customers by the end of the year. However, offsetting this was a decline in consumption volume due to the cooler weather prevailing at the beginning of the year. Value chain businesses showed early signs of recovery and registered revenue growth of 5%. Despite this, however, as Steve said, EBITDA rose 6% on the same period last year to $154 million, reflecting that we have little or no growth in costs. And as a result, EBITDA margins increased from 52% in Q1 2017 to 54% in Q1 2018. Partly due to the lower consumption volumes and also the cost management mentioned. Overall, the income statement continues to reflect the stable utility infrastructure model. I'll now turn to the statement of financial position on the next slide. There are some significant movements in the balance sheet in Q1 2018 compared to Q4 2017. The increase in fixed assets primarily reflects the addition of 400 million dirhams on consolidation of the S&T Cool following acquisition of the 50% stake from Aldar. The decrease in associate and joint ventures is also due to the consolidation of S&T and also an IFRS 15 adjustment of 194 million from one associate entity. The reduction in equity and reserves is due to the 2017 dividend of 217 million, the IFRS 15 adjustment previously mentioned, and the effect of implementing IFRS 9 of 81 million. The increase in other liabilities reflects payables due for the 2017 dividend and also for the S&T acquisition, and both of those payments were made in April 2018. Gearing at the end of Q1 2018 was 42%. So in summary, Tabreed's robust balance sheet continues to position us well for future growth opportunities. Turning to the next slide, we'll take a look at the cash flow statement. And I'm pleased to report that Tabreed continues to generate strong cash flows, which are being utilized to invest in growth opportunities and provide dividend returns to our shareholders. Operating cash flow was 171 million dirhams, which is up 95 million on the same period last year. This increase reflects continued strong profitability and a positive contribution from working capital movements in the quarter. CapEx in Q1 2018 was sharply lower than Q1 2017, which included the acquisition of the Nation Towers plant from ICT for 100 million dirhams. Lower financing outflows reflect savings in coupon payments as the mandatory convertible bonds were retired in 2017. Our cash-generating ability remains robust, driven by long-term price-certain contracts enabling investment in future growth. Let me now turn to developments with the debt portfolio on slide 13. This slide provides background on Tabreed's debt portfolio, as I say, and the key points to note are: at the quarter end, Tabreed has 3.1 billion dirhams of gross debt and a gearing ratio of 42%. Net debt and net debt to EBITDA have declined since 2016 as debt has been repaid and EBITDA has grown. The debt maturity profile shows significant debt repayments in 2021 and 2027, which are the final maturity dates of our main corporate facilities. The debt is largely dirham-based and floating rate, although we hedge a significant part of the debt into fixed rates through plain vanilla interest rate swaps. Our policy is to hedge between 50% and 75% of our debt, and the current hedge ratio is 57%, which we expect to increase in the coming months. Overall, we have a strong leverage profile and headroom available for funding future growth opportunities. That completes the detailed review of the Q1 2018 results. Now I'll hand back to Steve to conclude the presentation.
Thank you, Richard. Before we open the lines for Q&A, just a few closing comments on this slide. First, we continue to deliver strong profitability and margins and robust cash flows. Second, on capacity additions, while we've had a slow start to the year, we are confident of achieving our 65,000 tons of capacity guidance by end 2019. However, capacity additions this year may largely fall in the second half. During Q1, we completed the acquisition of a 50% stake in S&T from Aldar. Our clear priorities for the future are to deliver growth inside and outside the GCC and efficiency in our operations. We believe we have the right shareholders and management team to deliver. We are very confident about our future. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for our Q1 2018 earnings call. We will now take any questions you may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask a question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Our first question comes from Mete Hanemäe, Vaha Capital. Sir, please go ahead.
Hi. First of all, congratulations for the good results. Just wanted to ask you about, so you talked about successful completion of three-year pilot project to develop digital smart controller for the district cooling plants. Can you quantify at this stage, like, how much of operating expenses implementing such smart system would save on the district cooling side?
Thanks, Mete Hanemäe, for the question. Yes, you're right. We have completed an initial three-year research project, but we can't yet get into the question of what that might end up saving us. I think there has to be a next step, really, which is how does what that research has done translate into operational performance at the individual plant. So it's something that we're certainly going to be looking at and working on, but I'm afraid it's not yet quantifiable.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And my other question was that, has there been any progress on the growth outside the GCC, like any synergies that you talked about previously regarding the ENGIE acquisition, like any growth in Egypt, India, or Turkish markets?
Yeah. Again, I think patience is going to have to be a little bit of a watchword here, Mete Hanemäe. I mean, this is going to take time. There's no question. I can tell you, and we've said before, that we are accessing the ENGIE network to build the relationships, find opportunities in those markets. But, you know, as soon as we have something to say, you'll be the first to hear about it. But there's nothing yet. And these things will, as I say, they will take time. Moving into new markets is never a quick and easy thing. So just bear with us for a while.
Yeah. And another follow-up question from my side was that you acquired the ST Cooling that's based in Ream Island, and one of the margin accretion for you in your acquisitions is like an excess capacity. Do you have excess capacity in the ST Cooling as well, such that like when new buildings get completed, you can connect it to the same cooling facility that you have?
Yeah. In this particular case, not really, no, in the sense that the capacity that is installed in that plant is being largely utilized. However, the plant and the network has the capacity to be, the plant has the capacity to be expanded, and the network has can certainly take additional load. So we are anticipating that we're going to have to expand that plant at some point when new load comes on. Obviously, we won't do that until a new load is there, and that is certainly possible, physically possible. So we'll get to that when we need to.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Vikram Vishwatan, NPK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, gentlemen, for the excellent presentation. My question is on the new coal markets. You obviously talked about Egypt, Turkey, and India in the past. Can you give us a sense of what is the market opportunity for district cooling in these new markets? Is it still at a very nascent stage, or are there already district cooling plants in these countries, maybe it's starting from scratch? Have you been able to do a market feasibility study in these markets and assess what kind of growth could you achieve in these markets over the next few years?
Yeah, well, and that's a really good question as well, and it helps to answer the question that Meta had, because understanding the scale of those markets, particularly India, as you'd imagine, is a huge market, and it does take some time to assimilate it. What I will say, based on our initial understandings, and it is initial at this stage, is that you're absolutely right. It is both Egypt and India. We've done more on Egypt and India than Turkey, I have to say, are a relatively early stage of development. There are definitely district cooling opportunities there, both in terms of new projects and some existing cooling that is already in place. And some of that is owned independently, and some of it is owned by developers. So I think we're in no doubt that the potential scale in both of those markets is significant, but it is early days for them. And it isn't something I think that is going to be delivered very quickly. So it will take time, but there is no doubt in our mind that there is the ability here to make a material difference to the scale of the company and scale of business that we're currently doing.
All right. And the opportunities in India and Egypt, are these mostly linked to new residential developments, or is it commercial complexes, or
I think it's a bit of everything. It's a bit of everything, Vikram. There are some commercial. There are high-rise towers. There's some existing plants. I think the opportunity set doesn't necessarily look very different to what we see here. It's just a question of when it develops and how quickly.
All right, thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Metehan Mete, Baha Capital. Sir, please go ahead.
Hi, just another but final question from my side. If we ever get in a situation where the growth opportunities in the GCC and also in the outside GCC will be limited, would you accumulate cash in your balance sheet, or would you migrate into a better dividend payout policy for the shareholders?
Well, Matan, it's a good question, and obviously that's a question that we would have to discuss further with our board, because, you know, when you the point at which you can make a judgment that, you know, growth is not happening and won't happen is a difficult one to call. What I will say is that I don't think we in the management or our shareholders should expect us to want to sit on cash in the long term. I mean, that's not the way we've operated in the past. You've seen our cash, you know, up to 400 million, 500 million perhaps, but then drop down again. So we'll obviously want to make sure we have the ability to continue to fund the company. But beyond that, I don't see us as a cash stockpiling type of company. We're a utility. And I would expect that over the long run, we'll either invest it or return to our shareholders.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other questions. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
That concludes our Q1 2018 earnings call. Tabreed will be attending multiple investor events during the rest of the year, and we look forward to meeting with you then. You can find further details on the last slide. Should you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Goodbye, and thank you once again for joining this call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.